Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks. Welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. I just realized my microphone was literally turned sideways. And you can't do that. You have to talk into it. You can't talk across it. So sorry, I had to turn the microphone there. This is how we always start the program here on the radio show. Schrock Innovations is a computer repair company. We have locations to help you out, four different locations, when your technology is not doing what you need it to do. The original Schrock Innovations just south of 14th and Pine Lake Road in Lincoln. Then Omaha, 168th and Burke Street, across the street from the Village Point Mall. Then in Papillion, 84th and Highway 370. And, of course, the latest Schrock Innovations at 9500 University Avenue in West Des Moines, Iowa. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. 888-250-2091 if you're outside of the metro area. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. I'm sure a lot of you have your plans set for the day and, you know, various exciting things going on. So I appreciate you taking a moment out of your day to join us on the program here. If you'd like to, you can also join us live on the live stream, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, where we are broadcasting live. You can be a part of Schrockville there, make comments, questions in the feed during the commercial breaks, try to jump in there and answer those for you as well. Last week, if you missed the show last week, all the shows are posted up at schrockinnovations.com. Just click on the radio show link. Not only can you get the video and audio and podcast and, you know, pretty much everything you would need to listen to the show, if you want to watch those videos, if you don't do the Book of Faces, some people just don't do the social media. If that's you, well, you can watch the videos there at the website as well. They're hosted up on YouTube as well as Rumble. It's schrockinnovations.com. Just click on radio show. Last week, we told you about a special on some laptops that we had. We sold them out, so that was crazy. More on that in just a second here. We absolutely got clobbered this week with requests about the Sophos sale that we talked about last week on air. I got some points of clarity. There's a couple things I could have done better on the air in explaining how that sale works and what it is and everything else. So I want to just clear a couple things up. We'll take care of that in just a moment. We introduced a new privacy browser last week called Libre Wolf. If you've never heard of Libre Wolf, it's a fork or a split off, a branch off of Firefox. But Libre Wolf goes crazy on the privacy protection. So crazy that some websites actually break because it doesn't allow the website to know anything about you. And some modern websites actually make decisions on what to show you based on what they know about you. And the concept that they don't know things is so foreign to their experience as a website that, you know, if the data doesn't exist, then crack, break, 404 error. So sometimes it errors off because it knows so little about you. So it's, you know, if you're concerned about your online privacy with your browser, LibreOffice might be something for you to try out. Or excuse me, LibreWolf. No relation to LibreOffice, by the way. Also, we told you how the bad guys are using artificial intelligence. Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? AI this and AI that. We gave you some concrete examples last week of how artificial intelligence can be used to penetrate your computers, smartphones, and tablets. The bad guys are using AI to attack you faster and more effectively than ever before. And if you don't have something powered by artificial intelligence protecting you, an AI shield, basically, well, guess what? You're going to get nuked. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. Think about throughout history. You know, history can be defined as, you know, armies that had better weapons. You know, if you're Saddam Hussein in the desert, right, and Baghdad Bob, there's no tanks in Baghdad, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, the Americans come rolling through with their tanks and their stealth bombers that no one had ever seen before. You remember that when, like, stealth was new? You're like, whoa, they can't see those planes on radar? You got to be kidding me. We wasted that card on Iraq, you know? So all that stuff comes together, guys. If you have better weapons, you roll over the opposition, literally. Now, if you have a shield against that kind of technology, a protection against it, well, that evens the playing field. And you're able to defend what you have at that point. You know, if the Iraqis would have had better technology, we probably wouldn't have rolled over them so easily. But they didn't, so there it is. And it's the same thing with your computer. If you choose to remain protected by Norton or McAfee or Malwarebytes or Avast, if you choose to rely on those weekly scans of your hard drive, remember that? Where it had to scan your computer weekly to see if there were any latent viruses hiding on your hard drive? Well, you know that Sophos doesn't need to scan your hard drive, but wants a quarter. And it's just, literally, it just does it because people, otherwise, they get really, really, you've been so conditioned that you need a regular scan of your hard drive that people get really upset if they don't get that. Not because you need it, but people just get upset. So they say, okay, we'll throw one in like once a quarter, whatever, just to make you happy. Never finds anything because, of course, if a virus is attacking your computer, it finds it in real time and eliminates it in real time. It's an amazing piece of software. The reason I'm bringing this up, guys, is right now the Sophos antivirus, the best antivirus you can buy, is on sale for half off. And last week when I introduced this, you know, there's different installations. So the computer installation costs more than the mobile installation. Why? Part of it is what the market will bear as far as the price goes. You know, people just won't pay $160 to protect a mobile phone. Now, you should. We can argue all day about what people should do, but what will they do? Most people won't spend $160 to protect their mobile phone. They'll just say it's not worth it. I'm sure it'll be fine. And they'll move on with life. And I'll bring up story after story every week here about mobile phones getting attacked. Update this, do that, you know, keep yourself safe. And, you know, every week they'll say, oh, I say $160 is too much. So, you know, there's the install price when you're a new customer, that's $160. And then there's the renewal price, the annual price every year that it costs, which is $80. Right now, Sophos is on sale literally for half off, or the renewal price, right, which is $80. The mobile installs are always $80. They are not half off, but they are also $80, right? So everything's $80. So I thought I was clear when I said, hey, it's half off, $80. It's $80, guys. That's half off the normal price for computers. Well, I had somebody come in that had a mobile device and thought it was half off for a mobile device, thought it was $40, and they were a little upset about that. Well, so I want to be really clear about it. I'm going to give the hat tip to Alex and Lincoln, who came up with the line, renewal price for every device. Okay? So it's renewal price for every device. We've never done a sale like this before at Schrock on our antivirus product. You guys, we don't make a ton of money on antivirus. Literally, it costs us almost as much as we charge annually to keep your license up with Sophos. The add-on services that we provide, we're automating as much of that as possible to reduce our labor costs going into the add-on services that we provide. We also want to make them a little more robust. We're going to be sending you some quarterly reports and things like that soon in the near future here. So there's a lot going into what we do as far as a product for you. But the antivirus product is so slim, you don't even notice it's running on your computer. It is so silent that you forget it's there, which is a problem for renewal. Sometimes we call people up, hey, it's time to renew. And they're like, what is this $80 charge on my credit card? That's how we had a refund yesterday for $79.99. That's somebody who got their Sophos renewed. Oh, I don't even have that computer anymore. Did you replace it with a new computer? Well, yeah. Well, we can transfer your Sophos subscription from your old computer to your new computer for free. That way you hold on to that renewal pricing. You don't get charged the $160 for the new install. And people don't realize when you get a new phone. Yeah, you do the Apple transfer where it transfers all your apps. It doesn't transfer your Sophos protection. It transfers the Sophos app, but not the license. We have to do that for you. And so you have to call us if you get a new phone so we can transfer your subscription to your new phone. So if that's you, you can give us a call. I have to tell you, though, the phones have literally been exploding. At all the service centers, people trying to get in on this deal during the renewal time. It just amazes me because the, you know, $160, as far as antivirus goes, $160 is pretty reasonable for a new install in antivirus. It's a little more expensive than Norton. It's a per device, you know, the Nortons, the McAfees, things like that. They're like, you know, we'll protect 77 devices for one low price. Because they don't really do anything. So they throw extra garbage in there to make it seem like a better value. They'll throw password managers in. They'll throw this. They'll throw that. And then before you know it, you're like, well, I don't want to lose my backup, so I better keep my antivirus software. And the whole time, the antivirus software is running weekly scans of your hard drive and wearing out your solid state and doing all kinds of harm to your computer, actually, and not giving you any increased protection whatsoever. But because you see it doing something once a week, you have a perceived value that it's better. Now, the lovely Kimberly was telling me a story. We were talking about this, you know, yesterday when I was planning out the show, and she says, you know, it scares the hell out of you because you're just, you know, she was looking up, she was Googling something. She was getting ready for a kid birthday party. And she was looking up a recipe or how to make something. I think she was looking up how to make, she had these little mini, you know those mini Pringle cans? Well, guess what? If you can make a little dome top out of half of a custom Christmas ornament, and you can make like an R2-D2. My daughter wanted a Star Wars party. So my wife made little R2-D2s out of Pringles cans. So they pop the lid off, you eat the Pringles. All the kids love the Pringles. They're little R2-D2s. It was themed. So she goes to this website to make the R2-D2s, and boom. She clicks the link to go to the blog, and Sophos goes off like a siren. Boom, shuts the page. And then an alert pops up that your computer just, the Sophos just stopped a computer hijack attempt because whoever was running that blog didn't keep their security current, and therefore their blog got compromised, and anyone who went to their website, their computers were getting compromised. That's one of the top ways you get infected these days, but Sophos doesn't let you do dumb stuff. So if something on that website's going to hack your computer, it's going to shut the website down. It closes the tab. You can't get infected. I mean, it's a beautiful piece of software. Norton doesn't do that. McAfee doesn't do that. Avast doesn't do that. Malwarebytes certainly doesn't do that. But that's the AI part of Sophos. You know, as new threats emerge, you know, if it looks like a duck and it sounds like a duck, it's probably a duck. So if it's a duck, let's kill it. Ducks are delicious. I had duck the other day. It was really good. It's been a long time. All right, so that's the Sophos sale going on at Schrock. It's going on through the end of the month. You got a little bit of time to get in on that there. Renewal price on every device. Thank you, Alex. Also, I mentioned that we sold out of the laptops that we had, the special little touchscreen Gallant laptops. We ordered in regular Gallants, and basically they were out of the regular ones, so our supplier just felt like they could substitute something that didn't have the same specs. Technically, a more expensive laptop, but not the specs that the Gallant's supposed to have. Doesn't have the backlit keyboard, things like that. We sent back a couple batches of them, but it gets expensive to send things back because you pay a percentage when you send things back, plus you pay the shipping. So when we got five more of them the other day, we said, well, we'll actually save money if we just blow them out. I'll put up a special on the air. We'll knock $100 off the price, and let's just get them out of here. So we did, and you guys bought them all up. Well, one of the other things that we do this time of year is we order in computers for testing because we update our model lines here in about a month or two. So I want to, start taking a look at laptops and things like that. What is the new Gallant? What is the new Intrepid? Where are we going next? There was a new computer that was really promising to be the new Gallant. And the reason it was promising is a Ryzen 5, but it was a 7000 series Ryzen 5. That's the same kind of processor, the same class of processor that was in the holiday special, just like one step down from the Ryzen 7. The hard drive, came with a 512 gigabyte hard drive. It was a slower hard drive. We'd have to replace that with a class 4 drive. That's fine. We do that. And it had 8 gigs of memory. And so we thought, okay, this is great. We can pop an 8 gig stick in there and give it 16 gigs of RAM, and then it'll be great. We got the computer in. We opened it up to put the memory in. Lo and behold, the 8 gigs of RAM is soldered to the motherboard, which is not uncommon these days, but there is no slot to add an additional stick of RAM. And unfortunately, 8 gigs of RAM for a high-end computer like the Gallant just doesn't cut it. And so, unfortunately, that can't be the new Gallant. However, this thing, in every other respect, was amazing. So we have one laptop. It's up on the specials page at truckinnovations.com. Never been used. It's perfectly fine laptop. I would call it more of a souped-up Intrepid, honestly, because of that memory situation there with the 8 gigs of RAM. And 8 gigs of RAM is plenty for somebody who is using it for home office computing, things like that. If you wanted a high-powered, like a power bro, the Gallant is our highest-powered laptop. You got to have a little more memory to be considered a high-powered laptop. So the processor in this thing, though, is literally 20% faster than the current Gallant. The memory is DDR5 instead of DDR4, so it's faster memory. As I mentioned, the hard drive's upgraded to the same classification of hard drive as the holiday special, and it's only $899. So it's the same price as a Gallant, but way more tech than you'd normally get on special over at schrockinnovations.com. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. For those of you watching on the live stream, you may notice right now that I am wearing a different T-shirt today. This is not a T-shirt that is an authorized Schrock Innovations uniform. In fact, my employees were specifically told they can't wear this shirt at work. Why is that? Well, these aren't Schrock colors, you see. This is the T-shirt that we're going to give away to one caller that calls into the program. So not only do you get $25 gift certificate if you call into the program, ask a question, make a comment, be a part of the show in some way, we'll throw in a free T-shirt for you as well to kind of sweeten the deal there a little bit. You try to get those calls in because the callers make the show, guys. I can drone on forever. That's what the After Schrock is for. during the program, we want your questions so that we have a nice, interesting program. All right, so coming up on the program today, guys, Apple is retiring iTunes. If you're an iTunes user, it's going away. We're going to tell you what's going on there. There's a new piece of software out there, a new social network called Blue Sky. What is Blue Sky? How does it work? Is it really going to be, you know, the new Twitter or the new X? And how do you own your data on this? It's really an interesting concept. We're going to cover that one for you on the program today. And lastly, is it possible that 3 million smart toothbrushes, you know, those vibrating toothbrush that you recharge, that 3 million of them were hijacked to attack websites on the internet? I don't know about you. I've never connected my toothbrush to Wi-Fi before, but this is an interesting story. Can your toothbrush become an agent of Chinese espionage? We'll tell you all about it coming up next on Compute This.
Happen. Most failures usually start out as small issues with few or no symptoms. Over time, they grow into error messages, blue screens, and other problems that can be costly to fix. Schrock Innovations' biannual preventative maintenance checkup catches those small problems now before they can metastasize and become tomorrow's costly repairs. During the maintenance checkup, our experienced technicians perform up to 8 hours of tests, checks, automated repairs, and optimizations that keep your computer at peak efficiency while identifying potential issues while you still have options about how to handle them. When your computer gets its first checkup, it can see up to a 25% performance improvement and leaves our service center cleaned, sanitized, and running better than the day you bought it. Just about every complex device requires maintenance. Your computer is no different, especially considering the valuable information that passes through it every day. If you have not had your computer maintenance in the past 6 months, you are overdue. Stop in or call any of our service centers to arrange a free pickup to ensure your computer continues to work for you.
If you can dream it, Schrock Interactive's website developers can make it happen. Refresh your website, automate sales and marketing, and grow your business today with Schrock Interactive.
Have you noticed that almost every piece of technology seems to do its best to be disposable? Every day, people toss their phones, tablets, and other electronic devices because they can't be repaired. Manufacturers have engineered their products to fail on a schedule so they can extract more money out of your family budget automatically every year or so. But what if it didn't have to be that way? What if you could get the performance of today's fastest computers with the expansion and upgrade options you used to enjoy? You just described Schrock's modular desktop computers. Having the right tool for the job is important, and Schrock's modular desktop PCs pack the performance and flexibility to handle your computing needs, from just checking the email to running a complex business. Modular desktops are engineered to be easily repaired with widely available industry standard parts. Every component is selected intentionally to give you years of upgrade and repair options. It is not uncommon for a Schrock customer to be using the same computer for a decade after they bought it. Modular PCs are the most popular custom computers in the Midwest for a reason. When you are ready for your next computer, stop in to check out the modular lifestyle or shop online at SchrockInnovations.com.
Alrighty, guys, thanks for sticking with us through the break there. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. For better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, and all that jazz. For 25 years, we've been helping you out with your technology needs, making your computer work for you, making sure you're getting what you need from your phone, making sure your printer prints, and even with Schrock Business now, making sure that your business technology keeps running the way you want it to run and runs at an affordable price. It's crazy stuff. One of the other things that we do, I'm super excited about it, and I've tried to slow down the rate of updates on this because it seems like every week I'm like, we're almost there. And every week we're making huge strides in progress. Drive Advisor is nearly done. The new version, Drive Advisor 2.0, a huge hurdle was surpassed this week. We actually got we cracked the nut of, if you have four hard drives or two hard drives and one of those USB docks, the program was detecting the USB connection and not the multiple drives in the dock. So it would give you two drives and the wrong temperatures and the wrong health ratings and stuff. We got all that settled. Solid-state NVMe drives don't report smart data, so we had to re-engineer an entire algorithm to detect those properly. It was just a mess all the way around as far as all the different variables that had to be included. But we were through that part of it. Now we're just down into the user interface, basically, and making sure that all the individual user interface functions work. So you're going to be seeing the possibility of a beta download in a few weeks. I may put a link up and say, hey, if you want to try it, you can install it on your computer and try it ahead of time, knowing that it could have a couple glitches. Let me know what you see, what you think, that kind of stuff. But this is the first iteration of what is going to be a huge update in the Schrock software ecosystem. And having the guys around to do that kind of work on staff, it's such a blessing. It's so amazing to have Alfonso and Josh and all the Schrock Interactive guys. You know, they're working hand in hand. They're doing work for Schrock Business, but when they're not doing work for Schrock Business, I'm building their laundry list up. And poor Alfonso, every weekend, you know, we have some software called Jira that manages his workflow. And every weekend, I'm just adding SOS tasks like fix this, do that, change this, change that. poor guy, he's always stacking up on him. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program today. 888-250-2091. If you're outside the metro area, you have a chance to win that not only the Schrock Innovations $25 gift certificate, but a free T-shirt just like the one I'm wearing. So we'll get that to you here. Just make a call, ask a question, make a comment, be a part of the program. So one of the things that the guys over at Schrock Interactive built is Secure Updater. And Secure Updater installs updates to all the programs on your computer. Well, one of the programs that it's going to be delisted now from Secure Updater, I mean, taking out of Secure Updater, you'll no longer get updates for it, is iTunes. Because iTunes, while there haven't been many updates for iTunes for the last few years, Apple has officially retired iTunes now for the PC. It's gone. You know, I'm not a huge Mac ecosystem person. You know, I'm aware of the ecosystem. I'm aware of how it works. I'm aware of its advantages and disadvantages. My family members use iPhones and iPads. I'm more of an Android guy. But my wife, she's like, who uses iTunes anymore? And I was like, well, if you want to back up your iPad or something on PC, that's what you have to use. She's like, you just use iCloud. You don't need iTunes anymore. And I'm like, fair point. Well, I still use iTunes to fix your iPad when you bring it into the data recovery lab because iTunes allows me to install firmware and do different things on the iPad. Well, now Apple, though, is retiring it. They're taking it away forever, and they're replacing it with three standalone apps. These are Windows applications you can download from the Microsoft Store called Apple Music, which is obviously music, Apple TV, which you may or may not have a subscription for, but it's the TV product, the streaming service, and Apple Devices. This is what will allow you to back up your iPad or repair firmware and do things like that on an Apple hardware device like an iPad. So interesting stuff. If you're a user of iTunes, about the only thing you're still going to work for is any podcasts you may have had subscriptions to. So if you're a user of iTunes, you may have Schrock's Compute This set up as a podcast in iTunes. Well, you can switch that over to music or move that into any of the other apps if you wanted to get rid of iTunes entirely. It will still work for podcasts and your internal music library on your computer, but Apple is really going to start to try to push you into these other apps instead. So be sure to take a look for that. Secure Updater will be delisting iTunes because there will be no further updates for it. So there's no point in checking for updates for Secure Updater, but the 35 plus other programs that Secure Updater automatically and silently updates on your computer to make sure that everything is current and you're not vulnerable to any kind of avenues of attack that are unknown to antivirus software, that service will continue to protect your computer against all those other applications or from updates for those other applications. 402-558-1110. Got to take our quick break here, guys. Bottom of the hour. When we come back, this thing called Blue Sky, it's a decentralized social network where you own your own data. It's a really interesting concept. This is the latest from Jack Dorsey and his team. Jack Dorsey, of course, was the original inventor of Twitter. So Blue Sky is going head-to-head against other social media networks, like X, formerly Twitter, as well as Threads. So we're going to tell you what happened this week. What is Blue Sky? How does it work? Should you switch over to it? We're going to give you all the details coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations solid-state laptops are engineered locally for speed and reliability you just can't get from the major national brands. Each of our laptops starts off with an ASUS chassis. We remove the stock drives and memory and upgrade them with higher-performing components. This unlocks the full potential of the laptop, making the unit up to 25% faster. This is why Schrock solid-state laptops last so much longer than the competition. If your laptop starts out 25% faster, that means over time it doesn't slow down nearly as fast.
Drive Advisor is a free program from Schrock Innovations that monitors your hard drive's health and tells you if it's going bad. Download it for free at driveadvisor.com.
When your computer has a warranty and you have a problem, don't call the manufacturers for help. Call Schrock Innovations. Schrock will contact HP, Dell, ASUS, Samsung, or any other manufacturer to arrange a warranty repair at no cost to you. We know how these companies work. We know the loopholes and the tricks to get your system repaired under warranty as quickly as possible. Even so, manufacturers can take up to 21 days to fix your computer. We'll give you the option of a fast local repair in one of our service centers or provide you with a loaner laptop to use while you wait. We can even back up your data before we ship your computer, just in case the warranty fix includes a hard drive wipe. Schrock tests your computer when it comes back from repair to ensure the problem was solved properly and all of your hardware works like new. There's a reason Schrock Innovations is consistently voted the best in town. Whenever you need help, wherever you need it, Schrock Innovations makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty, guys, I hope everybody got their coffee refilled. And Winston, I hope you got Maggie some donuts, because we're back. And it's time to keep on going on Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. One of the things that is a kind of a recurring theme, not only on the broadcast, but in pretty much every meeting that we do at Schrock, of a manager meetings, our junior technician meetings, 2024 is a year of service for us. And this, obviously, being a service company, you want to have award-winning service. Otherwise, you know, you're not a service company, you're just a company. You know, it's a, you're selling stuff. We sell stuff because it's part of the service. Now, this whole thing, this whole focus this year was born on my wife and I going to Disney in Orlando. And I noticed that, you know, we've been there pre-pandemic, and everything pre-pandemic was a plus. Everything was over the top. Everything was, here's what you expected to get, and they always gave you a little bit extra, whether it was just extra attention, something nice. You know, like they, 1 year they selected my daughter's special needs. They saw that. They selected us as the family of the day for Animal Kingdom Lodge. Apparently the family of the day gets their picture on the Facebook page. It doesn't cost them anything to do that. It was just something, it was an extra. It was a plus, right? And when we went back post-pandemic, all the pluses are gone. They're still meeting expectations, but they're exactly meeting expectations and not going a nickel over. And as I experienced that when we were there for 10 days, it reminded me of some of the earliest customer service training that I ever received. And the reason I'm bringing this up is somebody who, you know, it's amazing. You have impact on people around you every day. And sometimes you realize how much impact you have on these people. And, you know, sometimes it goes unsaid. And I kind of wish I would have said something, because one of the people that had a really a big impact on me through the organization that they built, that I was a small part of for a short period of time, was Tony Massinio at Valentino's. And Tony died this month. When he would tell you, he, everyone, if you worked for him, you were a Goomba. You know, you were a friend. He was a personality that was larger than life. Just built an amazing organization with his family, and trained, one of the things that they trained their managers at Valentino's, and they probably still do. I haven't been through management training there in like 25 years, obviously. But what I carried with me from that training was, it's not enough to meet the customer's expectations. You always, he said, you have to wow the customer. That was his line. You wow the customer. You must wow the customer. They must come away from the experience saying, wow. That's the pluses. That's the little extras. That's the carrying things out to the car. That's the, you know, hey, let me get that for you. Or, hey, what, there's a special deal. If you do this, that, or the other, you can save 20 cents. You know, can I go ahead and write it up that way for you? I mean, 20 cents, what's the deal? You know, but the customer's like, wow, thanks. That was really kind of you to do. Going above and beyond, going above expectations. And so one of the things that we try to do at Schrock is we try to exceed your expectations. And that's one of the reasons why we build software like Drive Advisor. And you heard in that spot, we give it away for free. Now, if you want to get the latest version of Drive Advisor, you can go to driveadvisor.com, driveadvisor.com, because it's made in America, and you can go download it there. It's really because the driveadvisor.com was taken by someone in the UK. UK, English people, taking my Drive Advisor URL. Well, I'll take Drive Advisor. Thank you very much. Go to driveadvisor.com, download it on your computer. When the new version's out, it'll auto-update. In the meantime, though, if you have the opportunity, if something goes wrong with your technology, if you need help with something, many people don't realize this. I don't talk about it a ton on the air, but new customers that come into Schrock for the first time get their first hour of labor for free. All you have to do when you come in is mention, I'm a new customer, I'd like that free hour of labor. And that's more than enough time to diagnose what's going on with your computer. Sometimes that's enough time to even fix what's going on with your computer so they get it back to you. And you get to experience the level of service that we provide at Schrock for free. We are so convinced that just like myself at Disney, when I think back to the time before the pandemic when everything was extra and a plus, and you'd compare that with Universal, where it was all just like, very transactional at Universal. And it just made Disney seem all the more special. When you leave Schrock, I want you to feel that way. Just like I was trained when I worked for Valentino's for Tony Massinio, that people who leave my restaurant should feel like they got a great value. They should feel like they were treated like Goomba. They were family and they were friends. And if you do that, you'll build a very loyal following. And 25 years later, Schrock Innovations has been able to do that. And one of the reasons why is we offer that free hour of labor coupon so you can get in and experience it in your time of need. We can be there for you. That's why if you call us and you have a problem that we can fix over the phone in 2 minutes or less, we just solve it for you over the phone. We don't open a work order or charge your credit card or anything. We just solve your problem. Then when you have a real problem, you have a friend, you have a Goomba that you can call. Same thing with the Schrock desk service, guys. It is just amazing stuff that all of my people do over at Schrock. I really appreciate the 5-star reviews you guys have been leaving on Google this week. It means the world to me. Man, I think Jacob Denny and Damien, Jacob Denny is in the Papillion Service Center and Damien's in the Omaha Service Center. I think they're having a battle to see who can get more 5-star reviews with their name mentioned. They're bucking for raises, I think. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. 888-250-2091. Doug, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question about the updates that I get from Microsoft.
Yes.
It seems like a lot of them always say that it's a preview. And I don't know if that means that it's not really doing the upgrade or the update or this is a preview, you'll get a real update later. That word
peek.
Preview they always throw in there just kind of confuses me.
Yeah, one of the things that Microsoft will do is when they issue patches, they used to call them hot fixes. So it was like there's an issue with Windows, we're going to release a patch that patches the issue, and those patches were all ad hoc. They were like just little bits of code that were released on top of the Windows installation you had. So it literally was bloating.
Okay.
It was bloating your version of Windows. Then, if you remember back in the day, they had these things called service packs. And the service pack
yep.
was actually a whole new version of Windows that had all the hot fixes integrated together that kind of slimmed Windows back down again and made it run efficiently. All the hot fixes were tested for interoperability, the whole bit. Well, they don't really do service packs anymore, and they don't call them hot fixes anymore. They call the patches previews, and the preview goes for the next version of Windows that's released called the feature upgrade, which is basically a service pack. It's a feature upgrade. It's a whole new version of Windows that they release every year now for Windows 11. Windows 10 no longer gets those updates. So it's not that you're getting like a sneak peek of an update or a look at what an update can do for you. It's actually a hot fix that's coming in. But what they're saying is this is a preview of a future update. This is solving the immediate problem for you. We're going to streamline it more later. So if you notice, it's making your computer run slower. It's, causing issues with other programs. We understand that, but this is important to keep you safe. We'll iron all that out with the next major update that we release and the next feature upgrade.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. So I have a second question, though, if you got the time.
Go for it.
Okay, I'm old and set in my ways. I don't use the cloud stuff for anything, but I've used iTunes for decades.
Yeah.
But I don't use an Apple computer either. So Do you have any recommendations for moving all my music?
Well, that's what the Apple Music app is going to do for you. So that's Apple's argument is they're releasing three standalone apps, Apple Music, Apple TV, okay, and Apple Devices, that are going to be available for free in the Microsoft Store. And you should be able to transition everything over to these apps instead. Now, this is the other thing.
Okay.
This is a great with Drive Advisor. We had to change the type of program that it's running because, you know, we built it initially to look a lot like the old Drive Advisor, and it felt like the 1990s came calling and wanted their app back. I mean, it just looked clunky and square and, you know, blocky and really techy, and it wasn't streamlined. It didn't have the operability that you would expect from a modern app, you know, on your phone or device,
right?
Because it wasn't an app, it was an application. Those are different things. So we had to completely redesign Drive Advisor to be an app that runs. So the same way you're downloading these free apps from Apple, you'll be able to download Drive Advisor from the Microsoft Store for free as well when we're done. So it's pretty awesome. So anyway, these apps, this is the way that computers are running in the future. The apps actually use a lot less memory. They run a lot more efficiently. They run native in the operating system, and it allows Microsoft to deliver updates for these apps in the very similar way to your phone delivers updates, you know, for the apps you have installed on your phone through the Play Store or through iTunes, depending on which phone you have, or the App Store, excuse me. So while iTunes is going away, it'll still work. You haven't received any updates for it in a long time. And if you ever get a new computer, it might be getting a little difficult to find the installer to install iTunes again. But it's going to be replaced by these other apps. So don't worry about it. You'll still be able to do stuff that you can do in iTunes, but they're just trying to bring you into the 21st century a little bit with some apps that will do the job for you a little bit better on newer computers.
Okay. Sounds real good. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Doug. I appreciate the call today. So 402-558-1110 is the number to join us. 888-250-2091. That's what Doug did there, and he's in the drawing right now for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate, as well as not the T-shirt that I'm wearing, but a T-shirt like the one I'm wearing, because that would be weird. Oh, thanks, Doug. Take off the shirt, hand it to you. You know, good for you, Doug. You know, there are some people out there that would be. One time we were building computers, right, and I cut myself, and I went on the air, and I'm like, well, hey, I'm just joking. A couple of those computers that were built, those holiday specials, have Thor's blood inside the computer. I mean, you know what I mean? And we had people literally call and ask for those computers. Like, that's kind of weird, guys. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, some people might want the shirt. I don't know. But anyway, what you do definitely need is a whole nother social network, right? Like a hole in the head. Well, Jack Dorsey is back with his creation, Blue Sky. Blue Sky is just opened up to the public. So before this, it was invite only. You had to ask to get in. Invites were selling on eBay for like $300 if you wanted to get in early on this thing. One of the big advantages to Blue Sky is you own your own data. What does that mean? Well, Blue Sky is built. So the first thing that Jack Dorsey did is while he was still at Twitter, they were building a new open source algorithm, an open source framework, basically, that was going to run Twitter. And everyone, it was transparent because it was open source. So anyone could see what was going on behind the scenes. And if you wanted to make a rival social media site, you could use this same framework to make a rival site. And then with the click of a button, you could take all of your followers, you could take all of your posts, you could even take your handle and move it to another social network. You could imagine being able to take all your data and just say, I'm done with you, Twitter, and moving it away. That would be pretty powerful, right? Well, that's what Blue Sky allows you to do. Now, they went open like 4 days ago, I think. 856,000 new signups in the first 48 hours. They were from just 62,000 daily users to like 4 million. It was crazy. That was 856,000 new signups in 48 hours. But then after that, there was like 62,000 an hour after that. It was crazy. Now, to compare that, you know, like I said, Blue Sky has 4 million. X, or formerly Twitter, has 556 million compared to 4 million. And even if you look at Threads, Facebook's little Twitter clone, they have 130 million users, primarily because they're scraping them out of Instagram. But it works a lot like Twitter. It's pretty much a Twitter clone, except some of the more advanced features are still missing. There's no direct messages yet and things like that. It's not going to be advertiser supported, unlike Twitter. So eventually they plan to offer premium versions that you pay for monthly for extra features that will avoid the need to have advertisers involved. So you won't have the cancel culture stuff. It is still community moderated, very similar to the way Twitter is doing their community monitoring, except you'll see this. It's all very familiar, guys. The content moderation warnings. Warning, this link may have misinformation. This link may be dangerous. Are you sure you want to continue? That's very pandemic-ish. That's exactly what Twitter did. So that kind of stuff is going to look familiar. One of the things they're trying to be more open about what they allow people to post, except the community, as you might imagine, the people. There was a great post that said, people on Mastodon are quitting Mastodon. That was where a lot of people on the left went after Twitter got bought by Elon and he started allowing people to say things. Though they didn't like that, so they all went to Mastodon. And then they realized that Karens will be Karens, and if there's no one on the right to attack, they're going to attack other Karens. And so the people on Mastodon started attacking each other. They were on the same side, basically, and they're attacking each other. So people are quitting Mastodon now and trying, Blue Sky instead. Because, you can't have a conversation with anyone you disagree with and walk away from it just understanding that you guys disagree, because that's too much to ask. So the users of Blue Sky have already had a strike, a post strike, where they refused to post because racist words were allowed in people's handles. And it took the people at Blue Sky too long, in the user's opinion, to fix that problem. The whole point of Blue Sky is you own your handle. So if you want to be racist guy 123 forever, well, you own that handle. How can Blue Sky take your handle away? So they can prevent you from maybe establishing new handles that are racist, but once you own your handle, it's hard to take it away, right? I don't know how exactly they fixed it, but they didn't fix it fast enough for the users, in their opinion. So the users actually had a strike where they said, we're not going to post anything until you fix it. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us. Larry, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yeah, hi, Thor. Love your show.
Thank you. I appreciate you listening.
I listen to KFAB online,
okay,
and on my new holiday special laptop, and it doesn't matter if it's that or my old junk Hewlett Packard laptop, and I've got a brand new modem, brand new router, and it constantly drops out, sometimes typically two or three times a day, but sometimes two or three times an hour it'll just drop out, and I'll have to refresh the page and get it going again.
Yep.
Any ideas?
Oh, boy. What are you using for a browser?
Firefox.
Okay.
Or Yahoo.
Yeah, that could be part of the problem. We talked about this a little bit last week, a few weeks ago. Firefox's market share has dropped to about 2%. Firefox is my go-to browser too, buddy, so I feel your pain here. But basically, nobody tests their websites in Firefox anymore. And Firefox, up until the point LibreWolf came out, was one of the top privacy browsers available. And so a lot of the stuff, when you go to a media website, whether it's iHeart or whether it's any other media site, there's a lot of things that are being scraped off your computer to identify you to target you for advertising. Well, the Firefox is preventing a lot of that from happening. And as a result, sometimes things break because of that. So what I would suggest you try is to isolate the problem just for a period of time. Log into your iHeart Media app using Chrome instead. Or Edge, it doesn't matter which one, they're both Chromium now. So one of those other two browsers, and just use that for a week and see if you have the same problem with the station dropping out. If you do, then it's not Firefox. You just go back to Firefox and we can look at some other, try to figure out why. If it works perfectly on those other browsers, it's because there's something that Firefox is doing to protect your privacy that is interfering with the delivery of the audio from the station. So that's the first thing we would do to try to isolate the problem and make sure that it's, it's the browser tech and not something else. But I think if it was dropping out for tons and tons and tons of people, we get complaints from time to time about iHeart glitching here and there, but it shouldn't be dropping consistently across multiple devices for you. If you're using Firefox on all of them, that's the same thing on every device. That's the first thing we would test.
Thanks, Thor.
Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All righty, 402-558-1110. One more call before we jump into break here. Randy, welcome to the program. What can I do for you on Compute This?
Hi. When I open up Microsoft Word, it freezes up on me.
Oh, golly.
Now I'm sitting in front of my computer today, and today it seems to be working. So I don't know.
It's because I'm here.
But I get a warning window that says you cannot do this because you have an open dialogue box. Any idea how to get rid of that problem?
Okay. So if you have an open dialogue box, what that means is there's some message that's popping up that needs you to click OK. And if that message is popped up behind the window that's open, then you don't see the message, and therefore you don't click OK. And then, of course, if you minimize, you try to shrink down that window. Well, you shrink down Word, it's going to take all the dialog boxes with it. So then you still don't see it. So what I would suggest trying to do is on your keyboard, one of the things, some people don't realize this, but there's an Alt key just to the left of your space bar. And if you hold down that Alt key and then you press the Tab button, continue to hold down Alt, but press and release the Tab button. It allows you to switch between windows on your computer. So switch between open application windows. And so what you'll notice is if there's a dialog box there, that will show up as a separate window. And you can hit like Alt Tab, Tab, Tab until that one is highlighted and then let go. And it'll pop to the front and you can click OK. So one last question before we wrap this one up. What version of Word are you using? Do you know what year it is?
I believe within the last year I bought Office 365. That's okay. My guess.
As long as it's
I'm not real sure.
If it's 365, you always have the most current version. So that's I just wanted to make sure you weren't running an older, outdated version that would have some security or patch issues. So if you're running 365, you always have the best version, the most current version, because you have a subscription. So there you go. You're good to go there. But use the Alt tab there to see if there's an open dialog box. Next time it tells you that there's a dialog box open, use Alt tab to switch to that dialog box. Click OK, and then you should be able to move on just like always.
I'll give it a try. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate the call today. 402-558-1110. 888-250-2091. Final break of the program here, but coming up, this is a truly bizarre story. Were 3 million smart toothbrushes hijacked to attack the internet? I mean, wow. I've never connected my toothbrush to Wi-Fi before. Why would you do that? You know, you get interactive brushing reports in your app. You brushed for 37 seconds, try to get to 60, you brush too much on the left side, not enough on the right side. I don't know what they would put in the app, but we're going to cover the whole story for you and tell you if your toothbrush is safe. Maybe it needs Sophos, half off right now. Every device for renewal price, including toothbrushes, coming up next on Compute This.
Everyone has experienced some form of data loss or knows someone who has. It's unfortunate, but sometimes the technology we rely on simply fails. And the last question you want to hear at that time is, you have a backup, right? When your hard drive, memory card, backup drive, or flash drive fails you, turn to the data recovery experts at Schrock Innovations to get those pictures, songs, and memories back. You know, not all data recovery companies are the same. Having the right tools and knowledge to get the job done right on the first attempt makes all the difference between a successful recovery and the permanent loss of your important data. Sometimes you only get one shot at a successful recovery. That's why Schrock has invested in top-of-the-line recovery imagers, a Class 100 clean environment, over 10,000 donor components, and a staff of recovery engineers that are the best in the business. Schrock has a 96% recovery rate getting data back from failed devices. When the unthinkable happens and you need your data back, turn to the experts at Schrock Innovations for professional and affordable data recovery services.
Schrock Innovations Data Recovery Lab saves the data the other guys can't. The next time your hard drive, camera card, or flash drive fails, let Schrock get your data back.
Laptops are subjected to some of the most stressful computing situations imaginable. They get dropped, stepped on, slapped shut, and pushed until the battery dies sometimes. Your laptop works hard for you, so when it has a problem, take it to the laptop experts at Schrock Innovations. Schrock has 4 convenient service centers in Nebraska and Iowa, with more than 100 total bench spots to get your technology up and running again. Schrock has the largest supply of replacement components in stock, and we fix more laptops than any other nearby repair center. Why wait weeks to get your computer fixed when Schrock can diagnose the problem, provide you with a friendly and accurate estimate, and fix it usually in 2 days or less? Remember, if you have never been into our service centers before, new customers get their first hour of labor free. free. So the next time your laptop screen gets cracked, the keys pop off your keyboard, or your two-year-old decides a glass of milk is exactly what your laptop needs to cool off, take it to Schrock and let your local laptop repair experts get it back in top shape again.
Alrighty guys, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock, the owner of Schrock Innovations Computer Company. We're going to be wrapping the show up here in just a few minutes, but stay tuned to Facebook.com/Schrock Innovations for the After Schrock, where we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. The politics is an absolute bizarro land right now. We're going to go into that. The latest in Bitcoin mining, which I know is super exciting for like six people that are going to listen, so we won't spend a ton of time on it, but basically, should you mine Bitcoin or should you buy it? I've got some interesting insights on that for you. Also, I'd like to get your opinion on the Compute This quickies that we post on the Facebook page, so I'll have some questions for you there to give me your feedback. During the After Schrock coming up next, give me about 5 minutes to reset after the conclusion of the program, then we'll be at Facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Michael, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Hi, Thor. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no sweat.
My wife and I have cell phones on about five or six devices.
Yeah.
And I've got one Linux computer that I want to put Ubuntu on. And is Linux a supported operating system for you guys? And would it qualify for the sale?
Yeah, the answer is we don't get a huge calling to install on Linux for the most part. But it is supported. So we have Sophos installers for Linux. We also have it. I know someone on the Facebook stream was asking, does it work on Macs? Yes, we have Sophos for Macs. We have Sophos for Linux. We have Sophos for iPhones, iPads, Android devices, as well as PCs. So no matter what your operating system is, we have it covered with Sophos. And that's one of the reasons why we go with Sophos. Not only is their protection literally the best in the world right now, number one. Number two, their commitment to us, the support they provide us to help support you, is absolutely
right.
Phenomenal. Number three, it's available on every device you can imagine. In fact, the Sophos team is actually holding an event in West Des Moines, Iowa, that we're going to be attending to learn the latest that the Sophos product can do and the latest innovations and what's coming down the pipeline so that we can be prepared to supply it to you guys and keep your computers safe. So it's just an amazing company to be a part of. We're really, really thrilled about their software.
Yeah, it's pretty good firewall virus protection. So, I have Mac, I have Windows, I have iOS, I just don't have Linux, so.
Well, we'll get you taken care of, Michael. Just give us a call when it's time there.
Okay, probably have to bring it in.
You know, you might have to. We might be able to. I don't think we've ever tried to do a Schrock desk on a Linux machine before, but we'll probably try that first so we don't have to make you come all the way in. Thanks for the call, Michael. I appreciate you joining us today. All right, guys, we've got to wrap her up here, but did 3 million smart toothbrushes cripple the internet? This is an urban legend that's floating around online right now, and the answer is no, it did not happen. Basically, there was a security company that was putting out a report, and in their report, they said that let's say these toothbrushes are powered by Java, and let's say that Java can be hacked. Therefore, we could hack these toothbrushes and attack the internet. And somehow, this hypothetical case study became a report, and then an antivirus company actually echoed the report. It led to some credibility, and then it went viral on the internet. So if you see the post on social media about your toothbrush attacking the internet, it's not true. It didn't happen. Larry, congratulations. You've got yourself the $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate and the T-shirt. And we'll see you all coming up next for the After Schrock and next weekend for another edition of Compute This.
From the Amish Furniture of Nebraska studio,